Thank you all very much indeed. Now, the body of an 89-year-old woman is being exhumed by police tonight as they investigate the deaths of seven elderly people at a care home. In an unprecedented investigation by Avon and Somerset Police, Nellie Mary Pickford's body is the first of three being exhumed, so post-mortem examinations can be carried out. They were all residents at a care home in Somerset, which was closed down after the death of 97-year-old woman on New Year's Day. The managers of the home were arrested and bailed after the death on suspicion of administering a noxious substance. Jane Dodge reports from Somerset.
Usually a place of rest, far from it today at Glastonbury Cemetery. At midnight, police will exhume the body of Lily Mary Pickford. Darkness more discreet for what the police describe as a drastic step. Mrs. Pickford died last July at the age of 89. There was no post-mortem examination. It was assumed she'd died from natural causes.
It's very unusual. It's very different, clearly, to suspicious deaths that we normally deal with. And yes, it's shocking. And as you come closer to exhuming someone, it really does become quite horrifying.
Police are investigating the deaths of seven women, all of them residents at Parkfields Care Home in the village of Butley. Neighbours who knew them are shocked by unfolding events.
I never found any fault at all. And I enjoyed the meals there and I thought they were all very nice.
We're terribly upsetting. I mean, we are really upset about it. And there's nothing we can do. We can just sit and wait.
The couple who ran Parkfields are at the centre of the police investigation. Rachel and Lee Baker have been arrested and questioned on suspicion of administering a noxious substance to one of the oldest residents at the home. Neither has been charged and both have been released on police bail. It was the death of that elderly resident which triggered this current investigation. On the 1st of January, 97-year-old Lucy Cox died. A post-mortem found her death suspicious. On the 4th of January, after receiving a tip-off thought to be from a member of staff, the Commission for Social Care Inspection, or CSCI, alerted the police. On the 5th of January, Rachel Baker was arrested. Her husband Lee was arrested 2 days later. On the 24th of January, CSCI held an unannounced inspection. And on the 16th of March, Parkfields was closed. Its residents moved elsewhere.
When we conducted our inspection at the end of January, we found it to be a home where we had serious concerns. Poor provision and poor standards of care affect people's lives, affect the residents' lives.
One of the concerns was the lack of records kept of medication given to residents. Echoing that, the police are understood to be concentrating their inquiries on whether there was a misuse of prescribed drugs. Two other bodies will be exhumed in the next few weeks. The trauma for relatives and friends far from over.
Jane Dodge there. Now the